It's been 10 years since writer Jane Ann Phillips dazzled critics and readers with her first novel, Machine Dreams. Her new novel, Shelter, is a dark parable about a group of emotionally wounded children at a Girl Guides camp in West Virginia. Critic Maureen Corrigan says Shelter was worth waiting for.
My only experience with summer camp was the year I worked as a counselor at an Orthodox Jewish camp in the Catskills. The camp, which was on the verge of bankruptcy, had received a grant to host deaf, Black, and Hispanic children from the inner city. For me, that summer was an excursion into the pitfalls of multiculturalism. At mealtimes, the cook, still working from a kosher menu plan, would serve up kasha, bananas and cream, and brisket-like mystery meat. The kids wouldn't eat this strange food, and since I didn't know sign language, I couldn't persuade them to. They mostly lived on peanut butter cookies. I developed a taste for potato kugel. At first, the camp in Jane Ann Phillips' novel, Shelter, looks a lot more like the well-organized, arts and craftsy kinds of summer camps my friends sentimentally remember. But Phillips slowly transforms her bucolic campsite into a battleground, set for a deadly face-off between the cosmic forces of good and evil. The food is the least of the hardships the kids in Phillips' camp will have to endure. Shelter opens in July of 1963 and concludes in November, right before the Kennedy assassination. Phillips clearly intends for her golden summer story to be tinged with the chill air of approaching tragedy. Camp Shelter, as it's ironically called, is run by a loony director who forces her campers to watch anti-communist propaganda films. Cold War paranoia also infiltrates the relationships among the chief characters here. Everybody is spying on everybody else. There are secrets and betrayals. 8-year-old Alma, for instance, knows her mother and her best friend Delia's father had an affair. Everyone but Delia seems to know that her father, who died 4 months ago, committed suicide. From outside the camp, a pair of misfits observes the girls closely. There's an ex-con named Carmody and a man simply called Parson, who's one of those Old Testament-type avenging angel figures only Flannery O'Connor could make believable. But Parson is the only false note here. Phillips builds her novel primarily out of the voices of children, and she brilliantly captures their distinct view of things. Delia, who's haunted by the loss of her father, has started sleepwalking. The counselors are stymied, but Alma has a canny diagnosis of her friend's restlessness. Alma thought Delia was tired because she had to try so hard not to think. When she was asleep, Delia couldn't try anymore. By far the most compelling child narrator is Buddy, the cook's 8-year-old son. Buddy's thoughts are impossible to quote because his mind is like the Sargasso Sea. Everybody else's stray comments and drifting fantasies get lodged in his head. Buddy reminds me of those cheery, pathetic children Dickens so masterfully manipulates his readers with. In the harrowing climax of Shelter, Buddy, along with some of the campers, confronts the sadistic Carmody. I haven't been this nervous for the safety of a fictional child since Dickens' Pip grappled with the convict Magwitch in a lonely graveyard late at night.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Shelter by Jane Ann Phillips.